This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump called on the United Nations to hold China accountable for their actions in a speech to the World Body's General Assembly Tuesday. In a pre-recorded speech from the White House, Mr. Trump blamed the Chinese government for the global spread of COVID-19, which has now infected 31 million people worldwide and killed more than 965,000. The U.S. death toll has now topped 200,000. In his recorded remarks, Chinese President Xi Jinping said any attempt to politicize the pandemic should be rejected, and the World Health Organization should be given a leading role in the international response to the coronavirus. Trump has been harshly criticized for his handling of the pandemic, including from some former officials of his own administration. President Trump's mocking of his Democratic presidential rival, Joe Biden, for wearing a face mask in public took on a personal tone Tuesday night at a rally in Pittsburgh. Trump said, why did he spend all that money on the plastic surgery if he's going to cover it up with a mask? Trump and Biden have been at odds over the value of face masks as a defense against the coronavirus. And speaking of the president, he said he plans to announce on Saturday his nominee for the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Mr. Trump earlier said his choice will be one of five conservative women on his short list. He met with one of them, possibly Judge Amy Coney Barrett, whom the president appointed to her current position. Via remote, this is VOA News. The woman accused of sending a ricin-laced letter to President Trump was formally charged Tuesday with threatening the President of the United States at a court in New York. Pascal Theria requested a court-appointed attorney. U.S. Magistrate Judge Kenneth Schroeder then entered a non-guilty plea on her behalf. According to an FBI affidavit, a note in the ricin-laced letter to the president read, and I'm quoting now, I found a new name for you, the ugly tyrant clown. I hope you like it. Affidavit said investigators found six additional letters sent to Texas in mid-September, to people staffing detention centers where Ferrier was held in 2019 after an arrest for weapons possession. She's deemed a flight risk and will be held in detention until a special hearing coming up on September 29th. A spokesman for the European Union Council President Charles Michel says a summit of European Union leaders scheduled for Thursday and Friday has been postponed after Michel was forced to go into COVID-19 quarantine following a contact with an infected security guard. The summit, now scheduled for October 1st through the 2nd, will focus on issues ranging from Brexit negotiations to climate change and the tensions between Greece and Turkey over energy rights on the eastern Mediterranean island nation of Cyprus. Participants also expected to consider final approval for sanctions against Belarus regarding the crackdown following last month's disputed presidential election. Police in Cameroon used tear gas water cannons to disperse protesters Tuesday, calling for an end to President Paul Biya's near 40-year rule. Protests called by Biya's rival, Maurice Kamto, of the Cameroon Renaissance Movement Party, who hopes to spark a popular revolt. Bayou, also under pressure from young political activists in urban centers who want change and say the 87-year-old has stolen elections and is the mastermind of a series of deadly backlashes against those who oppose him. More pilot whales found stranded in the area of Australia's coast on Wednesday, raising the total to almost 500 at the lost mass stranding ever recorded in the island state of Tasmania. Authorities have been working to rescue survivors among an estimated 270 whales found on Monday on a beach in two sandbars near the remote west coast town of Strahan. Tasmania is the only part of Australia prone to mass strandings, that is. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.